And that's where we leave Newsday here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Caroline Nichols. There's news, weather and trade rules coming up before six, and with spring on the way, we visit a small holding in Wales that's been supplying bulbs for over 40 years. First, a breath of fresh air.
Celebrating the wonder of nature.
The sky is just covered, it's almost like pepper grains in the sky.
Meeting the innovators helping life to flourish.
So I shall start receiving emails from six of my fish next Saturday, and I'll know their tags are off.
I'm Tom Heap.
And I'm Helen Cherisky, and we'll be digging deep into the big issues affecting our environment.
Hearing clever solutions.
Using resources that we can find off the planet is going to help to protect Earth in the long run.
The new series of Rare Earth.
On Fridays at midday, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Well, now on Radio 4, here's Simon King.
Caroline, thank you. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday, the 28th of February. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High, southwest England, 1,029. Expected east England, 1,032 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, good. North Utsira, south Utsira. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 4 to 6 later in North Utsira. Showers, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. West or northwest, 2 to 4. Backing southwest, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. North or northwest, becoming variable, 2 to 4. Showers at first, good. Thames, Dover, White. North, backing northeast, 2 to 4. Showers at first, moderate or good. Portland, Plymouth, east or northeast 2 to 4, fair, good. Biscay, South Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in South Fitzroy, showers, good. North Fitzroy, Sol, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Shannon, southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Showers, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, south or southwest 4 to 6 at first in Malin, otherwise 6 to gale 8. Veering west 4 to 6 later. Showers, then occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later, veering west later. Showers, then rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, south, veering southwest later, 7 to severe gale 9, fair then rain, then squally showers later, good, becoming moderate or poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later, showers, then occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Rain, then squally showers, becoming wintry later, moderate or poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tarry Automatic, southwest by south 4, recent rain 19 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest 3, 14 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west 5, 13 miles, 1020, now falling. Lucas, west by south 3, 22 miles, 1026, now falling. Bridlington, northwest to 1026, rising slowly. Satellite light vessel automatic, north 5, 5 miles, 1026. Greenwich light vessel automatic, 11 miles, 1027. Jersey, northeast 3, 16 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, east northeast 4, 11 miles, 1027. Scilly automatic, east 3, 16 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Valentia, northeast 2, 24 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north by west 1, 16 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Malin Head, south by west 3, 15 miles, 1026, now rising. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. High pressure will build across the south of the United Kingdom through this period, bringing light or moderate winds and a good deal of fair weather for many. However, a front will edge into some northwestern areas late on Friday and into Saturday to bring some rain along with strengthening winds. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly, backing southerly later, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north and later also in south, veering westerly or southwesterly later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly, 2 to 4, backing southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West becoming variable, then south or southwest later, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northwest becoming variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northerly or northwesterly becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northerly, veering easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, showers at first in east, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. North or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time, fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less. Fair. Good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable, mainly becoming mainly south, 2 to 4. Fair. Good. Great Orme Head to the Mallet Galloway. Variable 3 or less, becoming southerly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in north, mainly fair, good. Isle of Man, west or southwest 3 or less, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Cardiff at Loch, southwest 2 to 4, backing south 3 to 5, veering southwest later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 2 to 4, backing southerly 4 or 5, then veering southwesterly later. Rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamoken Point. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time later, then veering west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, then occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Ardamoken Point to Cape Wrath. South or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering west 4 to 6 later. Showers, then rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Shetland Isles, southwest 4 or 5, backing south 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Showers, then occasional rain later, good occasionally poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thanks, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Friday, the 28th of February. Good morning, this is News Briefing with Caroline Nicholls. Sir Keir Starmer is returning home from Washington with hopes of a trade agreement with the US. Some GP surgeries in England could end their work to rule action after agreeing a new contract with the government. In business, HS2 has been described by MPs as a casebook example of how not to run a major project. And in sport, Spanish football bosses have reported Manchester City to the EU Commission. Sir Keir Starmer is heading back to the UK after talks with President Trump at the White House. Number 10 said they discussed the depth of the special relationship. At a news conference, President Trump raised the prospect of a trade deal with no tariffs. But as our economics editor Faisal Islam explains, such a deal would be limited.
So it's not quite the same thing that we were discussing after Brexit under Boris Johnson, under Theresa May, which would be a general free trade agreement. It's about avoiding extra tariffs that look like they are going to be levied on Canada, on Mexico, on China. I'm also struck by the presence and the focus on the Vice President, J.D. Vance, in negotiating this. This will mean that there are some opportunities in the tech industries, but there will be some quid pro quo here, perhaps on the UK digital services tax that raises £1 billion a year, perhaps on the online harms bill, which he raised in the Oval Office, I think, as being problematic for US tech companies.
The Prime Minister used his meeting with Mr. Trump to reaffirm the UK's commitment to playing a leading role in Ukraine's future security. Sir Keir Starmer will host President Zelensky and other European leaders at a summit in London on Sunday. The Ukrainian leader is in Washington today. President Trump said he's due to sign an agreement on sharing Ukraine's mineral resources in return for previously supplied US aid. GPs in England have reached an agreement with the government for a new contract, which could see some practices ending a work-to-rule protest that's been running since last August. Ministers say the deal will help end the early morning rush for appointments. The chair of the British Medical Association's GP committee, Kate Bramall-Stainer, said the contract means patients would be able to get the treatment they need more easily.
These proposed changes do mark a turning point. And what we want it to see is enough financial resource that means practices can now look to advertise for extra new GPs and new practice nurses and bringing in more staff to deliver more appointments so that patients can more easily get the appointments that they need.
Medical charities have written to the government to raise concerns about shortages of a drug which is used to help patients with pancreatic cancer, cystic fibrosis and chronic pancreatitis. More than 60,000 patients in the UK need Creon, which helps with digestion, but patients